Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 15th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up 3 cents, 653 and a half. March wheat up 8 cents, 757 and a quarter. March beans down 8 and a quarter cents, 1476 and three quarters. Corn a little bit higher here today. I think the Russian threats of, Putin came out and said, if the U.S. puts Patriot missiles into Ukraine, there's going to be hell to pay. He wasn't very specific about it, but frankly, I think it's bluster. The only real option he's got left, in my opinion, is a nuclear option, which I think would bring the world down upon his head in a big way. I just don't see him being that stupid. But I think that helped the wheat market as well. There's some talk of winter kill as we get this Arctic blast in. Next week. It could do some damage out here. I think the wheat was a little bit supported on that. The exports on the corn were strong. That certainly helped. 959, almost a million metric tons there. Wheat was improved at 469, so that was all good. The dollar early broke hard. It was down about a penny, and we made a new low at 102.87 for this leg of the move, but then we rallied the better part of 150, 160 points. We're currently up 86 ticks at 104.27. That pushed the wheat, about a dime off the highs on that rally. We've got the Dow Jones down 854. The world is starting to look at higher interest rates. People thought that maybe as we turn the corner to the new year, that the Fed would back off. Certainly, it looks like the Fed's got another couple of interest rate hikes next year, maybe a quarter to a half a point each, trying to get the interest rates up to 5.5%. I think that should do it for the time being, but again, we'll have to see how the inflation handles things out here. I think part of the problem with the beans is they're looking at the Dow Jones, they're looking at all the issues with COVID in China, and I think a lot of people are very concerned about a recession in China, let alone here in the United States. So I think all that weighed on the markets, on the beans anyway, today. The corn, I thought, acted okay considering the good exports. But there was that story out of about two vessels of Brazilian corn going into two Mexican ports. So I think that's indicative that Brazilian corn is certainly competitive to us. And I think that's a problem moving forward for our corn market. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, crush was 179.2. They were looking for 180 to 183. So certainly a disappointment there. And that weighed on prices a little bit out here today. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.